From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The next big Democratic primary contest is exactly 3 weeks away in Pennsylvania. Hillary Clinton was there today in Philadelphia. After a speech on the economy, she addressed the topic of the increasingly negative competition with Senator Barack Obama. Don Gagne reports.
As the Democratic contenders have launched each attack and counterattack, there is worry among Democrats that all of this will hurt the party come November. So it was that a somber Hillary Clinton stood before reporters today in Philadelphia. It has been a very hard-fought race, the senator said.
We clearly need to do something so that our party and the people can make the right decision. So I have a proposal.
She looked up from her notes.
Today, I am challenging Senator Obama to a bowl-off, a bowling night, right here in Pennsylvania.
It would, she said, be winner take all. It was an April Fool's joke, yes, but also a dig at Obama, who made an appearance at a Pennsylvania bowling alley over the weekend and rolled a spectacularly bad gutter ball. Senator Clinton's main order of business today, though, was a pitch to the AFL-CIO state convention. She made this promise.
So if anyone asks you if labor will have a seat at the table in my White House, I hope you know the answer. Of course you will. Labor built the table.
Clinton argued that Pennsylvania's economy and jobs can come back if tax breaks currently given to oil companies are instead used to invest in places hard hit by manufacturing job losses.
Pennsylvania has lost 13,000 manufacturing jobs in the past year, nearly one in four manufacturing jobs since George Bush became president. You know, manufacturing thrived in Pennsylvania throughout the 20th century. It can thrive again. I just disagree with people who say we can't be a manufacturing country again because I believe you can't have a strong economy if you don't make things.
One difficult issue for Senator Clinton here is the North American Free Trade Agreement, which was vigorously supported and signed by President Bill Clinton. NAFTA is considered a job killer in Pennsylvania. Today, Clinton insisted that as First Lady, she opposed NAFTA behind the scenes. Among her defenders on that score today was Gerald McEntee, president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
So anybody who tries to hang it around her neck is hanging it on the wrong neck.
Later at the news conference, Senator Clinton was asked if there were other examples of President Bill Clinton's economic policies that she opposed at the time. She said there were some, but did not list any. She then added that the overall thrust of the Clinton administration's economic approach was right. Also speaking to the AFL-CIO today was Pennsylvania's U.S. Senator Bob Casey, who last week endorsed Obama. But Casey's main intent seemed to be to remind a divided party of the need to come together eventually.
We're going to have a debate. We're going to have a discussion. We might even have some arguments. But at the end of this process, Democrats in Pennsylvania and across America will be united.
But for now, Senators Clinton and Obama continue to slug it out, leaving any real talk of unity for some later date. Don Gagne, NPR News, Philadelphia.